make big plays with his feet and with his arms. So they have a good group, really good group.
What I mean, now the Bills will be going against your defense. You guys have had a lot of success with stopping the run. Do you kind of look forward to a matchup like this, strength for strength?
Yeah, we like matches like that. You know, what happens in the past is the past. You know, I mean, one game can change everything. So we have to go out here and just prepare like we always prepare and just try to execute as, you know, consistently as possible and just go out here and try to stop their run because they have a really, really good rushing attack.
What have you seen differently in Tyrod Taylor's performance in the quarterback spot since you guys saw him in week two and now where he is right now?
I feel he's the same, honestly. If anything, he got better. I mean, he's throwing the ball, he's making good decisions, and like I said, he's like a running back there, you know, so you have to be aware. I mean, try to take care of him at all times in the game because he's getting better and he's been doing a good job for him.
How difficult is that physically and mentally for you guys to every down know where he is, what he's able to do?
We just got to go with what they got. I mean, that's the skill set they have, so we have to just prepare for it and just try to contain him as much as possible. I mean, he's going to have his plays, he's a good player, and he's gonna get out the pocket every once in a while, but we have to limit the amount of times he gets out of there.
Without Jamie, how does that affect you guys with your game plan?
I mean, we got to play with the guys we have. I mean, things happen all throughout the whole season. You know, you have to play with the guys you have and see the best you can do with the guys that are playing, so I think we'll be all right.
How have you seen him grow as a passer on the run, Tyrod? Seem to be part of his growth would be he can really pass on the run now and is more accurate.
I mean, everybody says growth, but he's been in the league for years now. I mean, he just finally got an opportunity. So he's been doing it for I don't know how long. So he finally got an opportunity, and now everybody can see what he's been doing for the years coming. So I don't know about you know. Well, he's coming along and all that.
But my point is his ability to throw on the run.
It's huge. A lot of quarterbacks can't do that, you know, and he can do that. He can run and scramble and throw on the run, or he can just take off. So it's a huge problem. We got to go out there and just try to, you know, mask it a little bit.
Are you able to keep an eye on him when you're out there in man coverage?
If you're in man coverage, you got to cover your guy. Right. You know, he can't be looking in the backfield. So whoever has his responsibility for him, and I mean, whoever has responsibility for the pass rush, whoever has responsibility for covering your guy, I mean, whatever it is on that play, you have to do what you got to do.
How does that challenge affect the secondary or guys who are covering? Because, you know, in the front, they have to coordinate their rushes to keep them where they want to keep them. But what do you guys have to do?
I mean, you can't really think about that. You just got to go out and cover your guy for as long as possible. I mean, that's it. You can't worry, oh, man, you know, he's going to be scrambling, he's going to be doing this. And that's how you get beat. You got to go out there and just cover as long as possible. And whatever happens that play happens.
In week two, Deshaun wasn't full strength, wasn't fully healthy. But now, I mean, he's back to full speed. What challenges does he
have? He's a good running back. He's quick. He can make all the cuts. He's fast. He's smart. He can catch. I mean, he can catch the ball. That's huge. So he's an all-around back, man. So we got to get ready for this game. He's a good one.
You spent a year with him in Philly, obviously. Does that help at this point?
Philly is Philly. He's with the Bills right now, so he's doing good. Cool.